Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty. Powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand. Word inside my heart. And pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something. Looking for a light. Trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt saying we do something we don't. Hurting people saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money promising to be blessed. The power to the chosen people. Who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty, yeah.
Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Call you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2:6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people. Who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Chosen people, royal priesthood. Hey. Royalty, royalty, royal, royal.
Royalty,
royalty, royalty, yeah.
Royalty, yeah.
Power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own children, royal priesthood.
Yay. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Happy New Year's to everybody. I know this is not our New Year's when we start our New Year's, but this is the New Year's that they recognize, and this is the New Year's that validates the last year. We don't even have a whole year. We got 8 months and 8 months, and this is it. Wow. We made it, you guys. You know, with all of the planning and all of the talking and all of the praying and all of the fasting and all of the stuff we hear at 2019. This is it. I don't know how to feel, you know. I started feeling all warm and gooey inside, and then I had to take myself back from that. And, you know, I just started reflecting, and, you know, all I can say is, wow, we have made it to this point. We're here. We have been talking about this for the last I would say a good 10 years, you know, amazing. You know, it's just utterly amazing, you know, the things that's happening, that's going on right now. It blows me all the way back to know that we made it to this. It's a very emotional time. You know, you don't want to bring up tears, you know, and I try not to. I hold them back, you know, because, hey, you know, but wow, you know, we here. We're at 2019. You know, like I said, I was born in the 60s. I never thought I'd live to be this old. I never thought, you know, even though my age, I'm not an old person, but I never thought being born in the 60s and going through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s, and we about to be up on we at 2019. It's just a miracle. It's amazing. It's amazing. It is just amazing, you know. I definitely don't want to do all the talking today. I know some of you all call in just to talk, you know, just to listen, but I know somebody else got to be feeling some of this. You know, like I said, it's a very momentous moment, you know, and then I started thinking, I said, you know, we're getting ready to see y'all do some miraculous things, you know, and when I research the history of the Bible and I go over the captivity that was left on record for us to be able to go back and research and reflect and to go back and study and see. You know, he was quiet for a long time, you know, and especially the Egyptian captivity we was in. He was quiet for a long time, you know, and they got comfortable with the Hebrew Israelite people, you know. But when it was time for him to show up, he gave the people notice that he was coming, and then he sent those same people to the government to let the government know he was coming, you know. And then, and you know, when you really think about that, I got a little fearful today. I was like, oh, my goodness gracious, this is really getting ready to be interesting, you know. But I have to constrain myself because my imagination and my mind will take me to a place that I'm really not ready to go at this point, you know. I'm just trying to keep everything on an even keel. You know, but it's 2019, it's 2019, you know, and this is a miracle. Anybody else want to chime in on this and have something to say? You know, I know me and Brother Donia have been doing this a long time. We've been talking about this a long time, and we made it. You know, we were saying I just could stay alive to be able to be here. If I could just be here for that moment, and the Most High saw fit for us to be alive today. Now, we can't deal with nothing but today because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But today, right now, at this moment, we're here, you know. And today, at this moment, we know what it means, you know. And I sat here today, I said, he's picking a team. We don't know what it means, and we don't know what we're going to have to do. But whatever it is, you know, we have to be willing to do whatever he wants us to do and you know, and trust him. You know, and that doesn't mean we do anything crazy or, you know, go out and be terrorists and no crazy stuff like that. Because some people, you always got to make yourself clear on the radio because you got all kind of people listening and they locked and loaded and no, that is not what we're saying. We telling everybody that's ready to go do crazy stuff, stand down because y'all don't want us to do nothing. You don't have to take matters into your own hands. You don't have to shoot nobody, hurt nobody, kill nobody, no. That is not what he wants us to do. He wants us to get ready so that when the time comes, we will be where he wants us to be because he prepared a place of safety for us. Scripture tell you that. You know, it's just a miracle. It is amazing that we have made it to this, you know, this far. You know, we don't want nobody going out doing nothing crazy. You know, I don't know what they did in Washington, D.C. I've only hearsay. You know, I know that they did a march or something. I don't know what it was for or whatever. You know, but we're not doing anything. We're gonna keep doing what we've been doing and talking about the beauty of Yah and the power of Yah and how much he loves his people. And anybody else has been listening to us know that we don't believe in violence. We're not about it. We don't believe in being hateful toward anybody. We're doing what we're supposed to do, and that's talking about Yah. And waiting on Yah, and he is on his way. Yeah, I mean, he is on his way, you know, and this is the thing, you know, his word don't lie. So, you know, this makes the 400th year. We are 300 and some months into the 400th year. We're here. It's going to happen in 2019. A month. You know, in a minute, we're going to be down the date. You know, so I advise everybody to go buy your outfits. You know what we're wearing? All linen, 100% linen. Go get your outfit. Please look online. We're not going to tell nobody where to go to buy them. 100% linen. We are not to wear mixed fabric of any kind. 100% linen. Please go get your outfits and stuff. Ladies, we're wearing blue head wraps, dark blue head wraps to represent the law. Blue represents the law. Get all your items together. We're getting ready. We're going to open up our store this month. It will be open this month for you to be able to see the T-shirts and the different other things that you may want to bring with you when you come. You know, all this is going to be made available to you this month. But the outfits and the clothing, we're going to leave it up to you to get it because only you know what you can afford, and we want you to find it. And it's a linen. The women are wearing dresses or skirts and a top. And the men are wearing the pants with the tunics, or however you guys want to do it, 100% linen. Anybody want to share in this joy with me today? Anybody want to push one, say something? You know, anybody? Brother Donnie, I see here. I guess he ain't here yet. Brother Yerushalayim, if you hear somebody push one, I mean, this ought to be a moment when the board ought to be lit up. We should not prep you today. This our last. This is it. This is truly it. Area code 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom. And
hey.
You're right. It is that year. You know, me and Sister Rachel sat up this morning and just thought about it. We had some of the same feelings, like, this is really 2019, and everybody's been talking about it, and it really is here, you know, and it just means you got to press even harder, get ourselves prepared mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and make sure we turn it from our wicked ways so that we can go before our Elohim.
And that's something, you know, he's coming. Do you know he's getting ready to show up? You know?
That's amazing.
No. Nothing we've seen on TV or anything can compare to who he is. They can't even begin to be able to put anything together to describe who he is. They don't even know him for real. They don't know him. All they know is what they read.
That is so true. You know that movie came out today? The first day of 2019? Hebrews, the Negroes? Yes, it's sold out to Detroit. And they stopped them in New York for showing it so far, you know, I'm sure it was the Jews. They didn't like that. But it's sold out in Detroit.
I didn't even know it was a movie on Hebrew. Is it a documentary or a movie?
It's like a combination of both. It's in on what is this thing called? On demand thing. And we saw it. Sister Rachel downloaded the app. And we're going to watch it later on.
So they're actually telling everybody that the Negroes are the Hebrew Israelites.
Yes, ma'am. It's like a.
Wow.
I think Sister Rachel said it was like a 4-hour thing. And we looked at the prelude to the trailer. And it looked very legit, I'm telling you.
Wow, I wonder who wrote it. I didn't even know anything about it. I really didn't. Ronald Dalton. Okay, that name sounds familiar. I think he's from Detroit. Hebrews to Negro movie. Let me see. Hebrews to Negro movie. The teaser. It's on Amazon.com. Hebrews, the Negro movie. Oh, wow, this is really,
welcome.
Wow, look at this. Yes. That's critical. It says 2018 AD, location Detroit, Michigan. Hold on, let me go back. Wow. Look at that. It says Hebrews, the Negro movie, Wake Up Black America, created Ronald Dalton Jr. Wow.
Yep.
You know this
you
can't
be
nobody.
It's y'all. Huh? It's y'all. It's the Most High. He's doing all this.
For you all who are, you can pull up the trailer. It's on YouTube. It's 10 minutes long. Hebrews to Negro movie teaser. And it says, are you ready? Wow. You know, it makes you feel good because it lets you know that your labor has not been in vain.
Yep.
They
That's
call it H2N, Hebrews to Negro. Wow. And it's based off of a book. I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss for words, and that usually doesn't happen to me. I don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed right now. It's just amazing. I can imagine it sold out in Detroit. I can imagine. You know.
I know that there was my brother, my sister, all of them back in Georgia. They, you know, my sister called, got the link. I know my brothers will probably watch it too. They're watching, so it's probably gonna be big in Atlanta too. So it's gonna be all over the place.
All over the world. You know, and when this show is over, if you could call me, I would appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
All over the world. This is amazing. It's a miracle, you know, because you think it's such a small movement, but it's only, you think it's small because it's fragmented, but it's really not. This is going to take it to a whole, I bet you they banned it in New York. I bet you they did.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It's far. You know what? It's done went past amazing. It's Yah. It ain't nobody but Yah. You Lord have mercy. This is just a lot. You know. This is Yah's doing, and it's a nice trailer. I mean, you know, it looks like it's a documentary, but it seemed like it's a nice trailer. It's got Martin Luther King in it, and it you know, wow. Wow. You know, I think this thing is really getting ready to happen. We've been preaching about it and talking about it and we've been putting the effort in it and money into it and you know, we ain't had much. We just put our tools and fuse, our little bit we had. We did the best we could. You know, I know when we first started we were struggling, trying to keep everything going, and then the most I sent some people, some diligent people who have been with us through the beginning, and they just sent a little bit that they had to help keep the radio show going, you know what I'm saying, and kind of ease up a little bit off of us. And now, you know, the Most High has built a team. He done put a whole team together now, you know, the people who don't mind helping and people who don't mind giving. And it's just it's a blessing. And, you know, you have scared because it's like, okay, what's next? You not that we're not going to be obedient, because we're going. You know, it ain't no question about that. We definitely going. But, my gosh, when you look at it from where you see it now, look at this. It's just amazing. And you know what's so crucial about it? Everything, and I know we're on the right track, because everything we said we wanted to put in our documentary for Washington, D.C., they got it in this trailer. Everything. It's amazing. You know? I guess. Woo!
This is just a blessing. That's what it is. This is a blessing. I was sitting there thinking about it. It's going to be so many people touched by this. Because,
yes.
You know, it's not just a regular video. He's breaking down the facts that can't be disputed. There was already one comment that they made about the movie so far, and this is just the first day, and they said that they have never seen a more honest and truthful display of history.
Wow. Why you bringing
it's
tears
so
in my eyes?
It's Chicago, in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Out of all places, Detroit, it's sold out.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, it
you
is.
Know, it make it all worthwhile. You know, when you think about how long you've been trying to tell your family members and your friends, and you know what I'm saying, and you just look at, and the Most High just said, just leave it alone. I got this. You ain't by yourself. Y'all ain't by yourself. I got this. I know what I'm doing. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the mighty. He said, just back up off of it. I got this.
Yo, back.
Everybody having a
hey, back up off of it. I got this. You ain't even got to worry about it. You know, it's just a miracle. It's amazing. It's worth it. And for you all, they say, what they talking about? Brother Rashlam, you want to tell them again? Woo!
Yes, ma'am. That there's a movie that just opened today, premieres today. Right now it's on demand, and it's called Hebrews to Negroes. It documents our whole history, and it's sold out in Detroit, and there's a few other places it's sold out at as well, but it is just amazing that we will have that on the first day of 2019.
Mm-hmm. Hear this real quick. It ain't gonna be long, but it's just this is the one who wrote it. So I want you to hear what he has to say, and you let me know if it's clear because I want everybody to be able to hear this. All right, here we go. Let me do it like that, and then I'm gonna push play, and this is what he's doing.
In all praise to the Most High God. Now you just watched the official theatrical trailer to the movie *Hebrews to Negroes: Wake Up Black America*. I was watching the movie because I saw this movie. My own money. But I want black people to know the true identity of who they are according to the Bible. Now, it's important because the mainstream Hollywood, the typical movies that we get are slave movies, biblical movies that show us in the wrong light, such as servants, slaves, or beggars, and also movies about white supremacy and coonery movies that make us laugh. So why is it important? I'm going to give you two reasons why it's important that we have a movie like this. Now, most of us African-Americans grew up in the black church. As myself. Now, being the son of a pastor, I've had the Bible in my house for a very long time. Now, when most black people read the Old Testament, and we read the different people in the Bible, such as the Canaanites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Edomites, the Israelites, and the Cushites, and also the sons of Shem, a lot of times we don't have no clue as to who these people are according to the Bible as it is today in the 21st century. So a lot of times the Old Testament is skipped over and we go straight to the New Testament. Well, the Bible is a book about our history. It's a book about prophecy. It's a book about creation. It's a book about judgment. It's also a book about the end times prophecy. Now, we all know the end times prophecy revolves around the children of Israel and the nations. So it's very important that we know who is who according to the Bible as it is today. Now, the special reason is all historians know, such as George Orwell and others, that the people that told the past or the history, they control the future. So as long as they're able to control our history and our past, and give us basically the teaching that we are just setting for slaves, we're always going to think that we have no identity and we're just African Americans. But our history goes back farther, goes back to the descendants of the children of Israel. So this movie is going to be very important for our people. I'm asking everybody, if you agree with my mission and what I'm doing, to support if you can. Now, you can go to GoFundMe at www.gofundme.com/Hebrews to Negroes to donate to help me with this movie and future movies to come to show us who we are as a people. Now, there's a whole lot of questions to cover, so obviously this won't be the first movie that we'll be doing in regards to showing who are the people of the Hebrew Israelites. As you know, in the Hebrews to Negroes books, I cover a vast array of topics not just in Africa, but in the Americas, in Asia, in India, also in the Pacific Islands, and also in the Caribbean. You know, Israel, I'm very, very tired, like many of you are, and I'm sure the black church, when they watch TV, they're tired of seeing us shed in a negative light, in movies, and TV, and music. You know, the Bible is about us. It's time for us to take back what was taken from us and to restore the real children of Israel. So in spring of 2018, the world is about to be shaken. The three Abrahamic religions, the founding fathers of these religions, the Catholic Church, Talmudic Judaism, and Islam, they have been promoting lies, they have been keeping the secret of who we are as a people. All of that is going to come to an end. So when this movie, Hebrew Tears, Black Book of Black America comes out, it's going to be the talk of the time. Now, God is placing your heart to support this movie and look at the Raw Sheets of Israel. I'm asking every one of you to go to www.gofundme.com/Hebrews Negroes and support this movie. This movie is going to be monumental for our people. Once again, they said, if the children of Israel waking up, we sure are waking up. Are we coming back to the kingdom? We come back to that kingdom. 2018 spring, the movie Hebrews Negroes Wake Up Black America. Be ready, folks, it's about to go down.
Wow. I hope y'all heard it. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Come through loud and clear. Wow. I can't say nothing else. But wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. The movie theater. Or do you download it at your house? What do you do?
I'm going to let Sister Rachel tell you how she did.
It's an app that you can download. It's, what's the name of it?
Vimeo.
Yeah. It's V-I-M-E-O. Okay. It's the app that you use. And you create an account, and you just pay for it with $10.99.
And that's how they sold out? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how they sold out in Detroit. Did they play it in a movie theater?
It was supposed to be in a theater in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
For those of us who came.
And on his website, on their website, they had some DVDs. The DVDs sold out already in Detroit. So I guess they put so many in each city or whatever. And it sold out in Detroit already. New York doesn't do it up
there. They ain't going to be able to stop it. They're not going to be able to stop it.
No.
They're not going to be able to stop that. Not that, Sister Rachel. They're going to have to, you know, wow. I'm just, you see these things, you know, and it may not be anything to people. People say, oh, they do that all the time. They've had documentaries out all the time. And what's the big deal about this one? And the blah, 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 blah. If you can't see it, then you can't see it.
Yeah.
I think it's that wake-up call.
Yep, this shit right here.
Wow.
You know, the way I see it is this is presented in that non-threatening kind of way. You know, I'm not speaking against any other brothers out there on the street corner, but this is a more controlled and non-threatening manner for those people that don't want to approach those brothers for whatever reason, and people can sit back in the comfort of their own home or whatever, or go to the theater amongst their peers and watch it and actually get something out of it.
Wow. I just, you know, and let me say something to you all, whoever pushed one. If you guys don't have nothing positive to say, don't push one. This ain't the time for no negative feedback. No, I don't want to air on this. This is just me, and I'm just want to say we don't want to hear none of that today. None of it. Not today. Wow. Wow. And the fact that the Jews are coming up against it, you know, they got to let it happen. Yeah, they got to let this happen. They got to let this happen because this is Yah. This is God. I mean, you know, you wonder how long did they think that this was going to last. You know, there had to be an ending point. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, you can God allows everything. He does. He allows everything to happen. And, you know, he's allowed all of the things that have happened to happen. You know, but at the same time, he has an ending point because when truth comes, it has to be across the board, and that's what he's doing. You know, and when these kind of things come about, you know, it's just a miracle. I mean, I'm just happy that it's sold out in Detroit. You know, we're going to pray that it sell out all over the world, that people are able to order it all over the world and that he has it available for them all over the world. You know, and I would advise everybody to buy a copy of it. If this is something you need to have in your library, you know, and this will be perfect presents for your family members. You know what I'm saying? We need to support him. And whatever it is you're doing, get copies. Everybody on this line, all over, we need to support what he's doing. Buy copies of the DVD. Get it. If you know what I'm saying? This is the kind of stuff we pass along to our family members so they can have it. Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 513, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Area code 513-278.
Shalom, shalom. Am I being heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. I think that is so amazing. I am so humbled. I am excited. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't know the Most High said our captivity be turned back right before our eyes like that. That's something.
Ain't that something? Right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's why I say we everybody has a part to play to the puzzle. You know what I mean? And he put together out of his own money. He did what he needed to do. And it's a hit there. And then some blew up to a point. And the Most High is the only one who could have let it blow up like that. Because there's been no other Hebrew Israelite movie. I remember they was going to make a Hebrew Israelite movie a long time ago that never hit the screen. It never came out into the public. It just never did anything. And then here this is, and it's selling out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has to do that with his own money because you already know who released out of the other movie out of Hollywood. So,
absolutely. Absolutely, sis. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Hold on. Area code 111, your mic is open. You're on the air. Hello? I guess they don't want to say nothing. All right. Yep. So, absolutely. I think it's a miracle. I think it's amazing. I think it's powerful. I think we turned the corner, you know, and it came out in 2019.
Yeah. 2019.
Gathering and
the people.
Selling out in Detroit, of all places. Detroit, of all places. Like you said, Atlanta going to sell out. New York going to sell out. You know what I'm saying? Washington, D.C. going to sell out. Maryland going to sell out. Everybody is getting ready to take on a whole new. Me and LaVia used to talk about this all the time. Like, are you ready for what this is getting ready to turn into? Because it's got to, because the curse is almost over. This ain't nobody but God. Woo! Mercy, mercy, mercy. No, and I know other people have written books, and we got Timbuktu, and
you got wisdom.
Yeah, it's all been out there before. You know what I'm saying? But it has not taken off like this. something that you can physically see. And this is what made many documentaries about the Hebrew Israelites and the Igbos and the this one and the that one. And guess what? They it never taken off to the point where there was a DVD you could buy and they selling out. Because usually they don't care one way or the other. It's mind blowing. It's just unreal.
I think that brother has a blog called himself.
Yes, he do. Him and his wife have a blog side radio show, and we would listen to one on the tonight. And he had two professional heavyweight champion boxers that was on the show. They are awoken.
Okay, all right. Look at that. Look what he's doing. Everybody has a part to play. And wonder what it's going to look like when the Most High brings all the parts together. It's going to be a bigger remnant than we could ever begin to imagine. Everybody tell me, it's only a remnant. And it ain't a little few folks. It's not. It's going to be a bigger remnant than we could ever begin to imagine.
Yeah.
I done heard people on this show say, I didn't think my husband was listening. And he don't say nothing. But he told us when the boat come, make sure he got a seat. People listen. They watch. Yeah. He said, don't leave him. I'm coming. When y'all leave, I'm leaving. People are listening and watching. It's amazing. It's amazing. It is truly amazing. You know, and it doesn't mean that we may agree with everything they say. It doesn't mean that we may all believe the same way. We got to make sure we understand that too. And that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at Yah waking up his people.
That's what I was looking at. That's exactly what I was looking at.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they may believe something totally different. They still we don't that's why we don't judge this thing by belief. We judge this thing by bloodline. I've been hollering that for the last 10 years. Bloodline. We deal with the bloodline. We don't deal with belief. And we have looked at where Yah has brought us to. Woo! I'm excited. I am really excited. Hold on, let me get the mic open. Area code 111. Your mic is open. You're on the air. We're gonna try it again. Are you there? Hello. You must have your phone on mute because we can't hear you. Okay, let me put them back. All right. Brother Leonard, shalom, shalom. Hold on, let me get your mic open. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, I mean, they said he killed, Mosai killed a bunch of Israelites at Mount Sinai. He said bloodline, but he killed Israelites at Mount Sinai. He killed Israelites all over the place.
Right. Well, I'm saying we're not judging it on beliefs. We're just judging on bloodline. How he got, but he gathered them all together and brought them to where he was, though, didn't he?
Right, but it's a truth, then it's an untrue,
and they didn't have a truth. I agree with you. 100%. We agree 100%. We don't have no issue about that at all whatsoever. And you know, and the Most High be the one to judge who's right and who's wrong. And when we get to where we're going, he'll make that happen to the point where he'll know who's right and who's wrong, because he'll be the one to decide that. You know? So that's what we are now. We hanging on to the positive, we holding on to hope, and we watching the Most High gather his people together, because he said the stranger was coming too. So if the stranger coming and Israel coming, you know, once we get to wherever he is, that's when he's going to separate the rebels from the ones that are true. But that's not the beauty of it. The beauty of it, that's down the line. But right now, we're watching the Most High gather his people. He's using people to gather his people.
It's just amazing. I think it's amazing.
Whew, it just gives you some hope. It's just enough to give you some true hope. You know, we just hope that everybody is excited. Anybody else have a comment? You guys want to push one? You know, because it's amazing that we have gotten to this point. You know, because a lot of stuff, we've had a lot of stuff out there that ain't sold out. A lot of people done put stuff out there. I know myself watching Israel. Israel been struggling to put stuff out there and struggling to get information out there and struggling to do different things. And nobody's had stuff that's been sold out to the point where it's just been bought up and bought out. Struggling.
Yeah.
So this is.
Yeah, but
see,
it got to be y'all because it wasn't time yet. And we in 2019, and we know we're going to have to rely on one another. So if it's nothing else, we're going to have to come together.
Absolutely. Or starve.
That's right.
You know? And it ain't going to matter what you believe. When you hungry, it don't matter. You know, but we praise God for now. You know, we just going to deal in the positive because this is a positive moment for us. This is the year of our release. This is the year that releases us from his curse, his prophecy that he put on us. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
He's releasing us this year. This is it. This is the year of release.
Hallelujah.
No. No matter who he killed in Mount Sinai, that's irrelevant. This is the year of release. And everybody's going to be released. Now, when you get where you're going, if that's the case, then that's what it's going to be. But this is the year that we ought to all be rejoicing about. It's always going to be some ones that's going to come with us that may have a different motive or a different attitude. He'll deal with that when we get there. But the main thing is that we're released in his eyes. It don't have nothing to do with the government. It don't have nothing to do with America. It don't have nothing to do with none of that. It don't have nothing to do with the Edomites. It has nothing to do with the white people. It has nothing to do with none of that stuff. It's the fact that we have fulfilled his sentence, and this is the year that we fulfill it with him.
Hallelujah.
If you can't rejoice in that, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, for real. Don't know what to say. We just don't know what to tell you. You know, all praise to Yah. This is wonderful. You know, all the things that he wrote, he told Abraham, know for the surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not there. And they shall serve and afflict him for 400 years. We ain't know nothing about this place. We know nothing about this language. We know nothing about it. This was a punishment Yah put on us. Amazing, a miracle that we have made it thus far. You know, we got to stay positive. We got to make sure that we stay positive because that's what the people are going to need when they wake up, Brother Yerushalayim, Sister Rachel. They're going to need positivity. They're going to need to know, okay, what do we do now? And it's ironic that this is coming out right before we make our move to where we're going.
I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing.
You know? How many people going to really be there?
We can't say right now. It might change a lot of people.
Lord, whoever y'all call, whomever he called, My. What a miracle. It's just a miracle. You know, everything plays into everything. And I was thinking about that today. I was like, you know, he's an Elohim and we don't know his mind. I remember I was preaching one day and I was preaching a message about that. I was like, we don't really know the mind of Yah. His mind is so far advanced in ours that when we think we're helping him and we're doing something to try to prevent something, we're really playing right into his plan. He knows your thoughts before you have them. He knows what's going to roll off your mouth before you do. And the thing that you think is going to help the situation is really not what you think is not going to help in the way you think it's going to help, because his agenda is still going to be fulfilled no matter what you say or do. See, man has a way of thinking, he has a way of thinking, period, that's not righteous in the eyes of Yah, you know, because it's never cut and dry. It's never cut and dry. If it was cut and dry, we would all on this line be dead already. All of us on this line would be dead already. He has a love and a compassion that goes against any understanding that you could possibly have. We'd all be gone already. It would be finished already. So that's why I like to point fingers at who gonna die, who ain't gonna die, who gonna live, who gonna. I worry about me, and that's what we have to do, is worry about us. You know, because I'm not the judge and the jury. Yeah, y'all gonna be the one to say yay or nay. We can't sit back. We know what he did before. Yes, we do. We know how he operated before. Yes, we do. Does he change? No, he does not. But even in that, there is compassion that we have to have, and we have to worry about us. We can't worry about nobody else but us. No. Mm-mm. So I am really, 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 really excited. I'm really excited about this. I really am. My hat goes off to the brother and his wife. You know, I don't really know them. We're going to have to pray for them and really pray Yah's blessing and protection over them. You know what I'm saying? That Yah protects and keeps them with on the journey and the work that they're doing.
Yeah.
No. But like I said, I would encourage everybody to buy the DVD. Buy it. He spent his own money to do it. Buy it. Buy the DVD. We spend money on other stuff and other movies and stuff. Buy his DVD. I'm going to get me one. I'm definitely going to get one. And I'm going to tell my mom and they need to get one. They'll buy it. They'll let us know how much it costs. We'll get one. That's something we all need to have in our library. You know? It's just powerful. 2019. Wow.
This year to start it off with a bang.
With a bang. With a bang. Oh, that ain't even a half of it. I think Sister Levine was telling me about H.R. 40. You know, that Danny Glover and who else? Let me see what she said. She said Danny Glover and Sheila Jackson Lee are pushing for reparation. You know?
Last I checked, it was in the house. It was in the house now.
All right. That's got to let y'all be. If we just leave it alone and let y'all do what he do, he going to do what he does. He don't need our help. And if he asks for it and he commissioned you to do it, do your little part. I told you when I first started preaching, I'll never forget this lady came up to me. She was a preacher's wife. She said, I'm going to give you some advice, little girl. She said, and I hope you take it to heart. She said, only do what the Lord tell you, no more, no less. And you know what? Now that I look back on that, that was the best advice that lady could have ever gave me. In other words, stay in your lane and do what you're told.
Yep.
No. And if we do that, he got people all over the place. He got people in government. He's always had Israelites in government. All through the book, it's been somebody in government in our captivities, always. Working on his behalf. Ew. Daniel was prime minister in three, not one government, but three of them. They passed it down to him in three different governments.
Wow.
I mean, you know, we got to understand the Most High got this, he got this. And look at Joseph. Joseph was the vice, you might as well, the vice president of Egypt.
Yeah.
Working on our behalf. Look, we don't serve a God that don't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing and who he's doing it with. He got people that's rich that's doing some stuff on our behalf, and he got people on the other half of the spectrum that's doing what is on his behalf, and both of them are just as important as the next guy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. We ain't got time for them. We speaking positive from now on out. From now on out, we speaking. If y'all don't have nothing positive to say, don't say nothing. Because we got to stay focused and positive from here on out until we get to that doggone day when we do what we need to do.
I agree with that. Hallelujah.
Yeah, when somebody drink to that, say, I will drink. I'm tired of the gloom and the gloom. I'm tired of the gloom and gloom. I am. Tired of the gloom and the gloom. Say something good. Let's move to the next level. Let's move up. We can raise me, y'all. We'll be moping and carrying on. No. Now, we ain't going to do that today. We just ain't going to be able to do that today. We don't want to do that today. Not today. I know we got some so-called Bible scholars on here, but we ain't doing that today. Not us. Shoot, we know what this year means. For some people, it's just another year. They had the same old New Year's party they always had. Some people spend New Year's Eve in church. They did, because I used to. Watch night service. We did a three-day fast. A shut-in. You shut in for 3 days, and then you went to church, and you stayed there until after New Year's. My mom wouldn't let us do. We weren't able to stay, but a lot of people did. And that's how the church people brought it in. Please. Somebody negotiating on our behalf. I can't believe the board ain't lit up. Everybody just listening. Don't nobody want to push one and say how they feel about y'all. How you feel about what's going on and all that good stuff? Go ahead, Brother Elijah. What was you gonna say?
I'm where you at right now. I'm very positive. It was just a blessing just to see this, you know. And I'll say this much, you know, we pray around here. We pray and we pray. And one thing that came to me in prayer, and I know it was the Most High. This shut up, relax. Let him do his work, and you just keep the commandments and statutes and laws that he gave you. Everything else going to be all right. Ain't no need to get mad about nothing. Ain't no need to get mad, upset, angry. Ain't no need to fight and try to prove no point, because that one of the greatest commandments is love thy brother as thyself. And you start loving on your own people and quit fighting about all these doctrines and all of this stuff. And just come together as a nation, we'll be fine.
Yep. It's a waste of time, man. It's a waste of time and energy. And who has time? But we don't know what y'all going to do before it's over with. Hold on. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 540.
Oh, I was talking with phone. Okay, it's me. I'm in total awe and just so happy because many have tried, but nothing is before Yah's time. His timing is perfect. Because I sat here today and I was thinking and kind of feeling a little bit under the weather about many things and saying, Yah, how long? And then I hear, you won't understand. And it is beyond words. I can't find words to describe the peace and the joy and the encouragement. It strengthens the faith to go on, knowing that He is in total control. Sit back and enjoy the ride. He is at the helm. He is in charge.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise them. That's the energy that I'm talking about. You know, we can feel the energy coming through the phone.
Yes.
That's the energy that we got to ride on, ride it on out, just off this further on out. You know, that's why I said all positive is energy that we need to get us to where we're going, you know, and a lot of people can't do that. They have to rationalize things, and they ain't got to make sense. There ain't got to be none of that. It's just a positive energy that we ride on from this moment forward. You know what I'm saying? And understand that this is powerful, sis. Woo, it's just powerful.
Trust and obey. Be childlike. Have the faith of a child. Trust him all the way, knowing that your Heavenly Father does take care of you. He brought us this far. He would not leave us now.
Nope. We're at the end. This is it. We're at the end. We end the year that it's going to happen, and we're at the end. We almost at the end of this thing. This is it. You know? This is it. And it's a miracle that all these, that is sold out in Detroit. In Detroit, Michigan. Detroit.
By any chance, does anyone know if the DVD is ready for purchase and where we can get it?
It is ready for purchase, but me and my wife look, and it is gone. They got to put more. You got to get a special order to get it.
And it just isn't letting him in to buy it. Oh. This is good.
Wow.
It is wonderful.
And we gonna pray all positivity that y'all keep the distribution centers going open for him, that nobody blocks anything that he's trying to do, and all these companies that are distributing this DVD, that they continue to work with y'all and open up the doors. We ask this right now in your name, that we keep this thing going. This is America, because you know what I'm saying? We up against it, but y'all said no. He said in the days of these kings, I'm going to build my kingdom. I don't have to have him moving out of the way. I'm going to let you rule and show you I'm going to build it while you rule it.
Hallelujah.
Does he have contact information on his website where we will be able to contact him and have set in orders for the DVD?
No, there is no contact information.
Found it? Mm-hmm. It's on his web, but go to negronetwork.com.
That's what he's on right now.
Negro Network. Is it Negroes with an S?
The Negro. TheNegroNetwork.com. It's with the.
She's looking it up right now.
Okay, good. Powerful. You know, powerful. It's just amazing. The energy that we need. We need this energy to ride this thing on through. This is just something to see.
Well, this is just a
drop in the bucket. We ain't seen nothing yet. We all sitting on the edge of our seat like, wow. You know, and like I told you, whenever I went to the people of the other nations, especially the males that run some of these organizations, and said, you know, you don't have to worry about us anymore because we're leaving. They said, that's the best news I have heard all day. You know what? I said to myself, me too.
Yeah.
It is. Woo!
Yes,
indeed.
It's without an N.
Okay, so it's TheNegroNetwork.com. Okay, TheNegroNetwork.com. You know, powerful. Well, we will definitely be contacting them and, you know, and letting them know that we're supporting them and possibly have him on our Blog Talk Radio show on Sunday. We'll see if he'd like to come on and support, you know, what he's doing and the positive things that he's doing and hear a positive report for a change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm telling you. But then, wouldn't that be nice? You know what I mean?
Oh, that'd
be
beautiful.
Something positive. It's sold out in this city and sold out in that city. And sold out in this city. It's like that's what I'm talking about. It's about time. Hallelujah.
Keep them in prayer. Keep the family in prayer.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And guess what? From not only from the powers that be, but from some of these so-called Israelites. Because some people
Thank
don't
you.
Want to see it succeed because it's something they didn't come up with. So we covered him mm-hmm. all the way around, his family, his children, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because the enemy is real. But we're going to stay positive, and it's going to do what the Most High accomplished it to do. He set out for it to do. Amazing. Amazing. You know, we have come to this is a turning point. This is definitely a turning point for us, you know. And as we begin to gather and we begin to get ready, we'll definitely be letting him know about the 2019 day of repentance, you know, and so that he knows what we're trying to get together to do. Who knows what the Most High is getting ready to do? And that who knows? You know?
Mm.
Amazing, powerful. It's amazing. You're just sitting there like, wow. And, you know, you don't want your imagination to run away with you or get overly excited, but you can't help it. You can't help it. The least little thing that we see y'all do, we just like, wow.
You
know? You
ain't joking.
Yes, it's working for our good. He said that we know all things work together for the good to them who love y'all and are the called according to his purpose. Amazing. A miracle. Just a miracle. I am telling you. I am really telling you. Woo, it's something to see. It really is. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Somebody else say something because I really don't know. I'll be saying this all night in my sleep. Amazing. Up here. Yes. I'm right here. I'm just telling you. Man, it's something. I say I'm ready. We better get ready, people, because this thing is getting ready to manifest itself. Y'all's word is not going to come back void. This thing is really getting ready, and what's getting ready to manifest itself is he's getting ready to wake up some more of our people.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting ready to change this thing around. You know? He is getting ready to wake up some more of our people. The miracle. Because I'm texting somebody right now who knows about this documentary to see if I can get her on here. So, you know.
Man, that'll work.
Because she'll be able to give us some more information, you know, as to what's going on. You know, because I heard he was a really good writer, too.
Yeah, he got like 3 or 4 books out too, that along with the movie.
Oh, she said I'm in. Okay, she in there. Let me see. I'm gonna open up her mic so I can see. Sister Davida, if you could push 1, I would appreciate it. So we can get you in here. I see her. There she is. Hallelujah. I'm on my way up there to you, darling. All right, I got you. Okay, your mic is open. Okay, tell us more about this documentary. We are just blown away that they say it's sold out in Detroit.
Shalom, family. Haven't talked to y'all in a minute. But, yeah, the movie finished, Hebrews to Negroes, and it shows mm-hmm. our lineage of who we really are. And so he did a premiere in Detroit, which did sell out,
The seating was limited. However, he just released it on Vimeo, and lots of people are having watch parties and getting together and viewing it. To rent it on Vimeo is $10.99, I believe. It's a 3-hour documentary. It's worth the money. Pastor Morris and Pastor Josh from Hebrew Nation Building went there to give support. And it's just a phenomenal movie. And like I said, it debunks everything. It lays everything out very, very clear. And the next movie to come out will be Hebrew Nation Building, Reclaiming the Throne. And that'll be in the fall. And that's Pastor Josh and Pastor Morris, Hebrew Nation Building. But, yeah, if you can, go to Vimeo. And if you want to stream it, you can do that. I'm not sure how long you'll have, you know, for viewing. And then probably around Passover, April of 2019, it'll be available on DVD because he has to go back and add closed captions to the movie.
Okay.
In different languages and for people who are hearing impaired.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I knew you knew, and I knew that name had sounded familiar, you know, that you guys have been talking about him before. And we just want him to know that we're supporting 100, you know, and that whatever they need us to do, you know, we would like for him, if he could, we want him to have him on the show. If you know, I'm going to try to see, I'll talk to you after the show so that you guys can get together and maybe hook him up to come on Sunday so we can help him to promote that, because I think that is just phenomenal that it sold out like it did, and, you know, that we got to get this DVD pushed. It's just amazing. It's, you know, that it came out when it did in 2019, and it's having the effect that it's having on the people. You know?
Yes, ma'am. This is the kind of documentary that starts from the slave trade, pre-Atlantic slave trade. It goes through our DNA. It goes through our tribe. It focuses on Judah, tribe of Judah, but it really debunks every question that you've ever had about our Hebraic Israelite. So yeah, it's a powerful, powerful movie.
And then they said that he's getting pushback from some of the Jewish people in the New York area. You know, I don't know. You know
what? That's true. I had been working with him, but he needed, you know, a team that could focus solely on him, because I was doing work, you know, for Hebrew Nation Building, and anytime you needed something, so I wasn't able to devote that kind of time. But anyway, he had sourced a visual arts center in New York. And he had submitted the film, and at first it was accepted, but, of course, they're owned by Ashkenazi. And because it is refuting and putting on blast that they are fake Jews and that we are the real Hebrews, they refused to show it. So he had to scramble and find an alternative, which is going to be in New Jersey January 20th. I want to say it starts at 12. The doors open at 12:30. I'm sorry. The doors open at 11:30, and the workshop begins around 12. And then that workshop is a part of The End Is Coming, which goes into, you know, things that we've been seeing in the skies and you know, the crafts and the lights and the most recently the column of fire, the pillar of fire that's been appearing in the sky as a literal column of fire in the heavens. And this started maybe a couple of days ago. And that's all over the internet as well. Part of the workshop starts to go into the second part, the Hebrews to Negroes part two, that will eventually come out in the fall of 2019.
All right. I knew you knew. I said, I can call one person, and I know she know what's going on. So I Lord have mercy.
Ooh, yes, ma'am. It's phenomenal, sis. It's phenomenal.
Well, you know, I know you just got 2 days too. Go ahead, say again.
The workshop that's in New Jersey she was just talking about, it lasts for 2 days. It's on Saturday, January the 19th, and Sunday, January the 20th.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pray that sell out too. Sell it out. This is getting ready to be interesting. I'm telling y'all, this is getting ready to shake up the whole world.
Yeah.
The Most High getting ready to shake up the whole world.
And just so you'll know, Hebrew Nation Building is putting together a Passover, a 2019 Passover, which is a high holy day. And we're just believing that the Most High is going to show up, and, you know, when the angels trouble the water, that's when people would meet on these moeds, these holy days, and that's when they were given a blessing, what they had been, you know, seeking for. The sick were healed and finances restored and all those things. So we're just believing that this year, that 2019, he's going to do some phenomenal things with our people. And if you can make it to the Passover, we urge you to do it. Registration is on the website. And then we are actually doing Sister Yaina's concert for the National Day of Repentance. We're going to open that up because there's a lot of music and stuff they've been working on. I mean, Most High is doing a lot. He's doing so much, and he's meeting every need, you know, right now. Spiritual.
All right, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Just let us know, you know what I'm saying? We usually do the Passover in our houses because that's how they did it scripturally. I know a lot of people do it as a high holy day and get together as a high holy day. We usually do those in our houses, you know, but we'll definitely be there to support, you know, as much as we possibly can, you know, and to help the Hebrew nation building as well with what they're trying to do, you know, because we got to support one another. So I definitely will be in touch with you so we can get, you know, get them something there so that we can help them with that as well. And we appreciate you guys supporting the 2019 Day of Repentance, you know, because it's very important that we all come together, you know, and I'm glad to know, you know, that the brothers are diligent in what they're doing and they're staying committed to y'all and they're doing things that are positive. That's what we were just saying today. No more negative words. None, because we got people out there that's really putting their hands to the fire, doing positive things, you know, and that's what's important, you know, when it comes to the gathering of Yah's people, because that's next, is the gathering of his people. So, you know, I do appreciate, you know, you taking the time. I know you was just coming in the house with the boys, but I thank you for doing that because, you know, the people need to hear this. That are on this line, they need to know, you know, there's people that's out there that's really putting it together, their time, talent, and treasure to make this thing happen. And we're going to stay as positive as we possibly can and pray for them. And pray.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, we look at this particular feast day as an opportunity to gather as many of us together as we can. And to go over, you know, some of the prophecies and really talk about preparation. You know, it's kind of like a dress rehearsal, showing you, you know, what to expect and get closer to Yah. And because there's a great shaking going on, you know, and you have to be covered. You have to be a covenant keeper for that protection. So. We, you know, we just want to prepare the people, tell them some stuff face to face, because you know there's only so much you can say on YouTube or these social media channels before they shut you down or, you know, delete your video. And you know, so we want to take the opportunity if we can talk to as many people as we can face to face. That's the goal, is the gathering, you know. Because they can't shut that down.
I understand.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's powerful.
Yes, I do know exactly what you mean. I most certainly do. You know, and as a FYI, if there's anything you don't want nobody to know, tell everybody to take the batteries out their phones,
standing to the side, you know, if you really want to get private. Because as long as the batteries is in their phone, they can hear all kinds of stuff going on, you know what I'm saying, with us around in our conversations and things. But, you know, one thing about y'all is he does everything out in the open, and nothing is hidden. He said, in the days of these kings, I'm going to build my kingdom. So while I allow you to rule and I allow you to be where you are, I'm going to build my people back up to where I want them to be anyway. So it doesn't matter whether they're listening or not. It doesn't matter what they say or what they attempt to do. We just have to trust Yah and believe that he's got our back and we stay positive, because we're not even supposed to hate Esau. We're supposed to love our brother. You know, it's not going to take away from the fact that the punishment going to still be the same, but we're still supposed to love him no matter what he tries to do.
That's right.
You know? You're supposed to love Esau. You ain't supposed to hate Esau. You're supposed to love Esau because the Most High tells us to. He said, because he is
ain't
your brother.
Ain't it hard, though?
Ooh, you know.
Ain't it hard?
It tests you. That's why I said people don't understand the love that Yah has. They don't understand it. Everybody thinks it's cut and dry, and it's never cut and dry. He loves us all, but you're going to still be punished. It don't make no difference. It's just like when David counted Israel. He wasn't supposed to count Israel. He was never supposed to do a count. The Most High told him, I ain't tell you to do that. He said, so you're going to be punished. So you tell me which way. You want me to let the outside nations punish you, or you want me to punish you? Because you're going to be punished. And he said, I'd rather take the punishment from you. So it doesn't matter what we think or what we say. The Most High he's already wrote the story. The punishments have been divvied out, but we still have to love one another. And if we got to love Esau, we sure enough got to love one another. Hello.
That's right. You're preaching.
We do.
That's right.
We got to love one another. If he tells us to love Esau, we got to love one another. He said, do not abhor Edom, because he is your brother. You know, so we got to do that in spite of what they do to you, in spite of what they try to do to you. You got to go. You might mumble up under your breath, but you got to love them anyway, because the Most High told us we had to.
That's right.
That's the love that we don't understand. That's the compassion that we don't understand. That's the power that he has that we don't understand, and we'll never understand it. But he loved us, and look what he did to us. He put us in this place among these people to live this life to now. You know? Like, what kind of love is this? He said, I kept you alive. I could have wiped you out. I kept you alive. Crucial. I don't even know what to say. I'm so full. I'm so happy. I know the sacrifices that the brothers have been making. I know they've been traveling all over the country preaching this thing and going around to different places and, you know, and doing the best that they can with what they have to work with and trying to make this thing. It's a blessing to know that the Most High has chosen us to be a part of the process now. We're the voices that's being heard, and I tell our people on this radio show all the time, the whole world is listening to us.
They sure are.
You know, this ain't just us in our living room talking to each other. This is being played all over the world. Anybody can cue this up, and they have to cut us off because of the conversation that we have and the way we curtail the conversation. I know some people who don't even have YouTube channels no more. They're not even allowed to put nothing on YouTube anymore. They can't even have a Blog Talk Radio show anymore. This is Yah. No more, no less. I'll never forget what she told me. She said, no more, no less. Only do what he tell you to do. And that's what I have tried to do. You know, and we've come this far. You know, all praises to the Most High Yah. You know, so Sister David, I know you got to get to them boys. I just wanted you to stop in if you could for a minute. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and I will definitely be in touch with you this week so
So maybe we can set it up for the brothers to be able to come on the show and talk about the documentary that's out, you know, and be able to do that, if that'll be okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'll give him a call, and so he can clear out a time. It's just whatever time that you need, and I can make sure that he's available for you. He blocks that time out.
I'll get with Brother Urashimam, and we'll decide, you know, because he's our point person when it comes to that whole piece of the puzzle, and then we'll decide how we're gonna do that, and definitely try to have him on Sunday, you know, if
okay.
he has time, he can make a few minutes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Whatever you need, sis, Yaina.
All right. I like that. Same here, too, sis. We have much love for you. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom. All right, everybody. Look at what y'all is doing. Brother Yerushalayim, you ready for all this? I'm telling you, we can make put. We getting ready to, you're going to be on the map.
Now,
yes,
y'all
indeed.
On the
Hallelujah.
Map.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Y'all
praise
is on
the
map. Y'all is on the map. This is beautiful.
Yes, he is.
This is just unbelievable.
Mm.
Just
mm-hmm.
unbelievable.
How well do we know the God that we claim we serve? Woo, we just don't know who we're dealing with. Okay, she says she's still alone. All right, hallelujah, praise Yah. Yes, glory to the Most High Yah. We definitely going to do that for you. Brother Yerushalayim is a representative for the nation of Judah. He's the person that we sent, that he has agreed to be our front person, the person that's out there, you know, to be able to meet with these people and do all the things that we need to have done. And we just appreciate him and Sister Rachel, you know, for allowing your time. You know, and doing the things that we're doing over here. And anybody else that want to come together and work, you know, to help to make this thing happen, we need all the help we can get, you know, if it's something that you feel like you want to do for us. And we have a great team, all of the people who have come aboard. Sister Davida is our legal counsel. She is our legal counsel, the young lady that you just heard of. She's our legal counsel for the Nation of Judah. And we have a lot of different people that are part of our team, you know, that are doing things in the background. But right now we're focusing on 2019 because that's the biggest thing we could ever have going on at this moment.
Yes.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, powerful. Once this curse thing is over and we can really start focusing on building and building appropriately, you watch where y'all is getting ready to take us. You know, just you watch. And we talk about this all the time. You know, like I said, we got H.R. 40, they in the House, and you said it's already made it to the House of Representatives. They talk about reparations.
Yes,
they say Danny Glover and Sheila Lee is petitioning for reparations for us. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff going on, and y'all's word don't come back void.
No. No, it don't.
You know? Wow. Crucial. It's just something. It's really something to see. Right now, it's something to see that the Most High is getting us ready. And like I said, we ain't seen nothing yet. We have not
nope.
seen nothing yet. Nothing. Let me see. It says Congresswoman hopes reparation bill is a path to prepare some of the damage caused by slavery. Sheila Jackson Lee, she is a congresswoman out of Texas. You know, she told the federal government should conduct a study of reparations for the descendants of slaves to be able to determine the best way to prepare some of the damage that slavery has caused to the African American community.
Yeah.
About to get real. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. He said great substance. We're going to leave here with great substance. You know, it's just a miracle. It's amazing. It is truly amazing. I'm just, I don't have out of words. I love the energy. I love to hear, you know, what's happening and, you know, different things that are happening. We got to pray for them, you know, because Esau got to allow this to happen. The Most High allowed Esau to be in charge and allowed him to be on top. And he told us we couldn't hate our brother Esau because he was our brother. But he also got to leave room because the truth got to come out. You know, it's got to come. Amazing. Amazing. A miracle. We are witnessing history right now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We're witnessing history. And I'm looking up this pillar of fire. Something is going on in the sky. She was saying it's a pillar of fire that's going on in the sky. You know, some phenomena is happening, you know, and we just trust y'all to just let it do what it do. We ain't seen none yet, because guess what? When y'all come, there will be no mystery. You ain't going to have to try to figure it out. When he send them chariots, you ain't going to have to try to figure out what it is. You're going to know that that's something that's not supposed to be from here. And you're going to know that they came for the children of Israel, and you're going to know that. So on that note, I don't want to hold you. Because I know when we have set the stage and the energy has gone forth, you know, and it's time for us to end the show. It's time for us to end the show. And Brother Yerushalayim, I just wanted to give you an opportunity, you and Sister Rachel. I want to thank you both for your help in bringing that information, and Sister Lavia for HR 40 and, you know, knowing what's going on in that area and all that kind of stuff. And Sister Davida, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing the information and making it happen. We have something to look forward to Sunday, because we're going to try to get the brother on the show so we can definitely send some information out there and let your family members know he's going to be on here so that we can support what he's doing. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to say something, you and Sister Rachel, before we dismiss?
All I want to say is that, you know, the time for fighting and arguing and debating dogmas and doctrines is over. It's time for us to come together and love each other as we should. No more fighting about anything. This is that time. Like you said, it got to be positive. And with that being said, I just want to send the peace and love of the Most High to everybody on this call and all our people in our nation.
All right. All right. Sister Rachel, or did he speak for you both?
I just want to say, trust in Yah and lean not to your own understanding.
All right,
love
Sister
you guys.
Erico,
long to
go ahead. All right, Sister Erico 540. You want to say something before we dismiss?
Yes, just keep the faith. Keep the faith in Yah. Don't give up. And whenever you're thinking to sink, just look up and call on Him.
All right, and on that note, guess what? We're going to see you all Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly Bible class, Bible reading, and the phone number is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039. Again, it is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039. Pound, and that's at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening, and stay encouraged and stay positive while we wait on the Most High Yah. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.
Good night.